Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Baskin and Phelps. I'm Jeff Phelps, Dan Menigan, in for Andy Baskin today. We're going to go to the fan hotline because joining the show is Odyssey legal insider Amy Dash, and insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all of the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. Amy, thank you for your time. Good to have you with us.
Hello, Amy.
Great to be here. Thank you guys for having me.
Now, one thought, let me get this right out of the way. Our insiders are brought to us by BetMGM. That tells you a lot about what's going on in sports today. You're on with us today because a couple of Cleveland Guardians are involved in a betting scandal. And that's just kind of where sports is. First of all, let's get to Emmanuel Clase and Luis Ortiz. The charges have these huge penalties attached to them. Maybe 20 years for wire fraud, 20 years for honest services wire fraud, 5 on conspiracy to influence sporting contest, and 20 on money laundering conspiracy. There's no way these guys are doing 65 years in jail, but this is serious stuff. How bad could this get for those two baseball players?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, these are just mere allegations at this point, although in the indictment there are citations to pretty substantial evidence that the government claims that it has. But as you said, up to 65 years in prison is unlikely. This is very reminiscent of the Varsity Blues scandal, the college admission scandal. So remember that there were some people who were accused of very similar charges,
yeah.
Bribery to get their kids into college, bribing college admissions officers and sports coaches. And the organizer of that scheme, the mastermind of that scheme, faced 3.5 years in prison. Other people who were loosely related or involved sometimes got no prison time, sometimes got several months in prison. But a lot of factors come into play here, and that includes what's the person's criminal record. Are they able to strike a plea deal? Can they give the government information it can use to go out and build other cases against other people? How much money was involved here? What are the losses that were sustained? Can these players, if they are found guilty, give restitution, which is provide money back to people to mitigate the damage? So there are a lot of different factors here. So like you said, absolutely 65 years, unlikely, but still serious nonetheless. And prison time is certainly on the table.
Both the attorneys for Emmanuel Clase and Luis Ortiz have came out and made statements proclaiming their innocence in that. What defense do they have in this, in your opinion, Amy?
So I think it's going to be very difficult to put up much of a defense at all, to be honest with you, if in fact the government has the amount of evidence that it's stating it has, for example, text messages, bank security videos, transactions from banks taking out money, and then text messages showing the transfer of money. So if they're able to trace that these things actually happened and were connected to pitches that they're claiming were thrown, purposefully rigged so that the bettors would win on these pitches, on these prop bets, which are basically the bets placed on individual player performances. It's going to be very difficult. So what they're going to try to do is they're going to try to deny intent here and state of mind that, that they were talking. So a lot of the text messages are very cryptic. They could say they were talking about two completely separate things, that there was no connection. They could say that these pitches were not purposefully thrown in order to, as part of a conspiracy to rig the game. So, but this is going to be adjudged, if it even gets to court, by jurors. And I think that the evidence, which allegedly was compiled over the course of years, at least for Class A, is going to be overwhelming here, especially since there is communication that was obtained by the government.
Amy Dash joining us. She's our Odyssey Sports legal insider. Amy, on X, you made a comment after a story about all this. Why would anyone blow a $20 million contract, and that's what Class A has ahead of them the next 2 years, to throw rigged pitches for a few thousand bucks? If true, this is bonkers. I felt exactly the same way, and it makes me think, Amy, that there's something that we're all missing here that hasn't come out yet, or something behind all of this. Could that be possible, and could that be any kind of a defense for these guys? Because this is silly. You know, mm-hmm. They've got millions on the line, and they're getting $5,000-$7,000.
Right, and I don't want to go too far down the rabbit hole here, but there is a connection to, they're both from the Dominican Republic. Allegedly, in the indictments, it says that the bettors, some of them were from the Dominican Republic, that some of the money that allegedly was kicked back to these players was then transferred to people in the Dominican Republic, not necessarily going directly to the players, but to associates of theirs in the Dominican Republic. So one has to wonder whether there were relationships there that could have put some pressure, some duress, they call it in legal terms, on were there gambling debts, were there obligations here that these players may have been threatened. Again, complete speculation. But were they put under pressure to participate in something like this, if in fact this is all true? So that is one possible defense, you're right. But it doesn't make sense. And I think also, you know, you have to take into account that sometimes there are temptations and sometimes personality defects, you know, recklessness gets in the way and people are short-sighted. And some people are addicted to gambling. Some may say that it's a disease of sorts. So I think there's a lot of different factors here, and it's hard to really know what was their motivation.
Amy Dash joining us, Odyssey Sports legal insider on the Fan Hotline. So Luis Ortiz showed up. He posted a $500,000 bond on Monday after his arrest warrant was there. Nothing out of Emmanuel Clase yet. Is there anything that can happen? Because from our knowledge, he's down in the Dominican Republic right now. What are the odds of him actually, you know, this sounds bad, but showing up to this court date to begin with? Can the government do anything to get him back into the country to have him show up?
Well, that's sort of interesting because they would have to cooperate with a foreign government to try to have him extradited over here to face these charges. And you're bringing up a good point. Is the plan here to be a fugitive to try to evade these charges? We don't know. We don't know if the person is going to surrender themselves. If, in fact, there's a lifetime ban on the table with MLB, is there even motivation to come back to the States and face these charges if he's convicted and then his career's sort of in the dumps? We saw that Ortiz was arraigned, as you mentioned. He had to surrender his passport. He can only travel to Massachusetts and New York. This case could go on for months. It could go on for years. There may or may not be a plea deal offered. And so if there's prison on the table, if there's a lifetime ban on the table, certainly it's an option to try to not come and face the charges. I don't think that would end well because foreign governments do cooperate. But that is something that could be at play here.
Amy, do you see any path for these two guys to play in the major leagues again?
If convicted, I personally don't, just based on precedent. You know, there are many rules, MLB Rule 21 specifically, that says that there is a lifetime ban as punishment. It prohibits players from gambling on games they're involved in. They're not allowed to ask others to place bets on their behalf. They can't knowingly benefit financially or assist with bets placed by others. Can't even use their cell phones, really, during games except texting to spouses and other family members in emergencies. So the fact that these guys contractually agreed to obey these rules and also contractually agreed to the high standards of personal conduct, fair play, and good sportsmanship. And the fact that Major League Baseball, interestingly, is listed as a victim here in this case for being deprived of their honest services, if in fact, you know, these allegations are true, that if there is a conviction, I do not see them ever playing in the league again. And, you know, we've seen this happen in the past. We've seen this happen recently. Last year, MLB imposed a ban on San Diego's Padres third baseman, who had placed nearly 400 bets on baseball over the course of a year. So there were numerous games that were listed in this indictment that were allegedly rigged, and that if true, not only affects the betting platform, the league, but also people who place bets on the outcomes of games and the standings for the league itself. Because if the games were compromised, then the entire league itself was tainted in terms of the legitimacy of.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The games.
Amy Dash joining us, our Odyssey Sports legal insider on the Fan Hotline. Amy, this has no correlation, or this is not connected in any way to the giant FBI investigation into the NBA gambling, correct?
You know, we don't know, and that's an interesting question, because as you bring up, very similar allegations were recently brought against Terry Rozier. And you have to question whether the DOJ and the FBI are conducting a broader investigation, because the timelines are very similar. They had been investigating Chauncey Billups and Terry Rozier in the NBA back to 2023, also to 2025. So if, in fact, this was a huge investigation, cooperation with the betting platforms across major leagues, and we're told that these investigations are ongoing. Yes, it could be one overarching investigation, and there may be more names and more leagues that could be implicated soon, depending on what the evidence shows. So we'll never know, because the FBI will never admit or deny the details of an investigation that haven't been made public. That's just their overarching policy. But it certainly seems like this is something that has been going on for a long time as part of a coordinated effort at the federal level.
Amy, not too long ago, gambling was legal in Las Vegas. It was legal in Atlantic City, and it was legal in very few other places. Now it's legal all over the place. We have sports books here in Ohio, gambling companies sponsoring, giving money to teams. Our insiders are sponsored by a gambling company. We do advertisements for them, and major league teams, NBA teams, NFL teams embracing that. But there's a balance. How do they find that balance if you're a professional sports league with professional athletes who are human beings and the legalized gambling aspects of all of this?
It's interesting, because the leagues were initially against the legalization of gambling. In fact, they were lobbying against it. And then when it seemed that many of the legislators were on board, the tables turned and there was a shift to seeing, well, maybe we can get a piece of the pie and we can cooperate and get some money back on this. And then, as you mentioned, it just exploded. And unfortunately, there was not enough foresight given to the implications. And so there were not procedural safeguards put in place. And now you have these scandals which are informing future policy. And so Major League Baseball just recently limited, in response to this scandal, is limiting bets on individual pitches to $200. They're banning parlaying the bets on those pitches. And hopefully other leagues will follow suit. And perhaps there should be a commission across the leagues about, you know, deterrence, but certainly these types of arrests and the media attention and the implications here, I think, will reverberate through the other leagues and act to place a little bit of fear into these professional athletes, as you see, like you mentioned, how much money is at stake and how they're literally throwing their careers in the garbage. 10, 20, you know, sometimes $100 million contracts in exchange for thousands of dollars. And so even getting involved, I think, with not just the betting platforms, but some of these underground betting operations, which, as we saw in the other case at the NBA, some of them are tied allegedly to the mafia, according to the government. So once you get involved in those types of schemes, sometimes it's actually hard to get yourself out, because there are other threats and things that accompany that. So I think, you know, people are going to be very careful about how they share information, and not knowing where that information will be sent. Even within the walls of a locker room, you have to be careful about what you say and how much information gets out.
Amy, just
now we're seeing the real world consequences.
Aren't we, though? Just a couple of seconds. Is this all isolated? Is this it? Or are we seeing the tip of the iceberg?
I think, you know, once the FBI conducts a years-long investigation and really makes a big spectacle of it with the press conferences, everything, I think these are the larger fish that they're trying to fry. And we may see some other people, but usually by this point, a lot of the cooperation has already gone on behind the scenes. But they say the investigation is ongoing, so really it remains to be seen.
Thank you for your expertise, Amy. Greatly appreciate it.
My pleasure. Anytime.
Amy Dash, our Odyssey Legal Insider, joining us on the hotline. And Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all of the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. And there you go. That's exactly what we're talking about. It's everywhere. It's legal, but not if you're a professional athlete. It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.